好的，Yes, good morning.
Brandela.
Yes, come on, yeah.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'll be starting in about 1 minute. I know you're all there, but I need to do something first.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoach gedulat shemincha tatir terura Alephet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi Tabel rinat amcha sagbenu paharenu no Kufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Gevavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kafshin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Shamre Etet Resh, Tzaditat Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Biro Tuvcha, Nael Adata. Pet Kufpet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Ge'e, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kiddush. Ta Yud Gimel Lamed Pe Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea on Wafesha, the Fata'a Vinake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashah Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the Lishem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'dkilu Urhimu d'kilu d'kilu urhimu L'yahta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael L'imud Torah mitzvah L'asok Torah mitzvah V'ayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'ase yadeinu kanane Aleinu ma'ase yadeinu kananehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tar Tane Nan Dekucha Berichu Koma Diavid Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Kishot Beleilach Mila Bialma Ivae Barnash Adah Yalea Mineya ula naga, Beya kalana, Dehakulu ovada, Ikshot inun, Wikola isterif, Be alma. The energy of this year, 5780. Has a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight, the verse we will study is Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 2. We ata ben adam ha-tishpot et ir hadamim vehodata et ko avotecha. And the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. Study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ta'asher v'rishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote ala me mehe shi lala he aka aka heta ezayo ala da la awa he he ya Yo salame be hey, hey rey yo, hey come. La awa kala yo, la wa wa pe hey la. Nulaha yo yo yo, me la hey, hey hey wa. Nuta hey, hey a, yo rey ta shi a hey. Rey yo yo, awa me, la ka be wa shi rey. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. La me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he he be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he a nu a ka me ta he he yo a nu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. Wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da ma nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. I'm going to change the connection a little bit because of the coronavirus and the COVID-19. You'll find this handout, which I'll be discussing in detail, on the unique astrological times link at the bottom of the webpage under the various healing meditations. It's where we got the knee meditation as well. And I'll be using the first link, which is for the Ketoret. It's really the regular Ketoret. And I'm not going to explain it tonight, just do it. If you go to, I think it's page 5. Yes, it's page 5. It's titled The Ketoret Process, the 11 Incense. Afa hu Adonai. Nayo, hey, why, hey, yo, I hate that one new, hey, yo. Hello, hey, new, sheti, tiru, alo, te, nu, lifanecha, et ketoret, hasamim, bizman, shabait. Hamikdash, kayam, kasher, tzivitahotam. Al Yad Moshe Neviach Kakatu B'Toratach Vayomer Adonayo Hewaheyo Heidawanu Heyo El Moshe Kach Lecha Samim Nata Ushalat Behel benasa mimudonah zaka bad bevad yihie liasita ata ketoret rokach mase rokeach mimulach tahor kodesh v'shachata mimena chadek v'natata Mimena lifne ha'edut be'ohel moed asher yivayed lecha shama kodesh kadashim tihiye lachem v'na'emar v'hiktir alav acharon ketoret tamim baboker baboker Bechetivo et hana iktirana uho alot acharon et hanerot bein harbaim yaktirena ketoret tamid lifnei Adonai yohei vahei l'dorotechem Panu Rabbanan Petum HaKetoret Ketzad Shalosh Meot Veshishim Ushmona Manim Hayuva Shalosh Meot Veshishim Wachamisha Kaminyan Yemot Achama Mane Bekol Yom Machatito baboker, umachatito b'erev, u'shlosha manim yitayrim shamehem, machnis kohen gadol v'notel mehem, melo hafnav, v'yom ha'kipurim machatiran. Lemakteshet be'erev yom ha-kipurim Kidei lekayem mitzvat daka min ha-daka V'yachad asar seman adim Saman ma'anim ha-yuva ve'eluhem One hatzari Two v'hatziporin, three v'halbana, four v'halvona, mishkal shivim shivim mane, five more tzitzia, seven v'shibolet nir, eight v'karkom, mishkal shisasar mane, nine koshtay masar. 10 kilufa shilosha, 11 kinamon tisha. Bori karshina ha tisha kabin yain, bafri sin se intelat, kabin telata. Poim lo matza kapir sin. Mevi achamar chivar atik melach sedomit rova maale Hashem Kol Shehu Rabin Atan Abadli Omer Af Kipat Hayarden Kol Shehiyo Im Natan Balavash Pasala Ve'im Chiser Achat Mikol Samam Anecha Ayamita. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Itzarieno Elas Sheraf Hanotayaf Neate Haktaf Borit Karshina Lemahi Laakede Leshapot Bayet Atziporim Kedeshete Naayin Kafrisin Lemahu Laakede Leshrot Boet Atziporim Kedeshetayoza Bahalo My Raglaim Yafin La Elasha An Nikbisin Me Raglaim La Mikdash Fifne Akavo And I will now say the abridged Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class. Itka Dalit Kadashime Rabba, and we all say Amen. Beyama Divra Kirute Viam Lich Malkute Bechayephon Uviomechon Uvechaye de Kol Beit Yisrael Bagala Uvisban Kariv. Eat Barak Beishta Bak, eat Bar, eat Romam, eat Nase, eat Adar, eat Alev, eat Alal, Shemede Kucha, Leela, mean call Birkata, Vishirata, Kuchbechata, Venechemata, Da Amiran Bialma, Dehe Shlama Rabba, mean Shemaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromal u'yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Our class tonight is an essay by the Ari on the double portion of Vayekel Ikudei. You'll find the landing page for the Ari's essays in section 14 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's the second row from the left. It's row 14, not section 14, row 14. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to almost the bottom, about an inch and a half above the bottom, where it's a Parasha Vayekel Pikudei. And the first link is Assembling the Power of Adonai. And that's where our class will begin today. We do not need to say the L'Shem Yichud once again because we did not say the Baruch Shem. The 100 sockets of the tabernacle were manifestations of the name Adonai. In this Torah reading, the accounts are given of the donations the Jewish people made to the construction of the tabernacle. And that was done with the donations. We are told that the silver collected from those of the community who were recorded totaled 100 talents and 1,775 shekels by the sanctuary weight. The 100 talents of silver were used for casting the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the entry curtain. 100 talents for 100 sockets. A talent for each socket. The word for socket in Hebrew is Aden, and the plural construct, the sockets of, the form used in this passage is Adnei. This is spelled exactly the same way as the divine name Adonai. With this in mind, the Ari elaborates. Know that the 100 sockets of the tabernacle are manifestations of the Sephirah of Malchut, which is synonymous with the divine name Adonai. And I am adding, this is the first time I have seen the idea expressed that Malchut and Adonai are synonymous. Usually we use the language of connection. The tabernacle was a microcosm of the entire creation. The sockets were the base of the tabernacle. The boards which formed the walls were inserted into these sockets. The tabernacle was, as we have noted previously, the means through which God's presence was manifest in the world and in the consciousness of every Jew. It therefore was a microcosm of the entire creation. The final lowest sephirah of the 10 sephirot is Malchut. Therefore, the sockets, the lowest element of the tabernacle, manifest this sephirah. As opposed to the preceding 9 sephirot, Malchut has no content or no personality of its own. It is not an attribute of Hashem per se, but rather the power of expression of all of the other, the preceding 9 attributes. Thus it is stated in the Zohar that Malchut has nothing of its own. The word Malchut means kingdom. The manifestation of the preceding attributes of God throughout creation, creating, informing, and organizing reality into a unified, harmonious whole, a kingdom run by a king, namely God. The divine name which expresses this lordship over reality is, of course, Adonai, which literally means my Lord. Every sephirah being a manifestation of God in the context of creation is in effect another name of his. Since the purpose of a name or title is to identify an individual in the context of the role he is playing vis-a-vis the world around him. This name possesses the numerical value of 100 as follows. The number 100, being the perfect square of 10, conveys as well this same idea of super perfection. The simple numerical value of the word Adonai, spelled Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is 65. But through analyzing its milui, the full spelling out of each letter, its numerical value is increased to 100. As mentioned previously, the full spelling out of a letter indicates in Kabbalah the full manifestation of all of the divine power latent in that letter. The full spelling of the name Adonai therefore indicates the full manifestation of God's power to unite creation under his rule. This again is the fullest expression of the idea of the tabernacle in general. The dissemination of the awareness and the consciousness of Hashem throughout creation. In order to reach the value of 100, the name Adonai must be doubly spelled out. That is, each of its constituent letters must be spelled out fully, as we will demonstrate presently. This indicates that even greater consummate revelation of Malchut throughout the creation. The number 100 as well, being the perfect square of 10, the number of completion conveys as well the same idea of super perfection. The filling of the filling of the name Adonai may be done in two ways. This is indicated as well in the verse. And therefore I pray, let the power of Adonai be great, as you have declared. The yud in the word be great, in Hebrew is yigdal, is written large, which connects to the world of Bina, the world of Bria. A certain number of letters in the Torah are written larger than the rest. This indicates a magnification of some kind. Here, as will be presently demonstrated, it indicates that the power of Adonai is to be made great by the addition of the letter Yud to its double spelling out. This alludes to the following. The filling of this name, Adonai, is Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed Mem Dalet Pei Aleph, Dalet Lamed Tav, Lamed Mem Dalet Tav Tav, Nun Vav Nun, Vav Aleph Vav, Nun Vav Nun, Yud Vav Dalet, Vav Aleph Vav, Dalet Lamed Tav. If you have questions about that, we can discuss it after the reading. To simplify this construction, let us picture it graphically. The simple step spelling followed by the first filling, followed by the filling of the filling. So the letter Aleph, the simple spelling is Aleph. The first filling is Aleph Lamed Pei. But that continues to be Lamed, which is Lamed Mem Dalet, and also Pei, which is Pei Aleph. The Dalet is Dalet Lamed Dalet, simple spelling Dalet, followed by the first spelling of Dalet Lamed Tav, followed by the Lamed, which is Lamed Mem Dalet, followed by the Tav, which is Tav Vav. The letter Nun, the simple letter is Nun, followed by the first spelling of Nun Vav Nun, followed by the Vav, which is Vav Aleph Vav, followed by the Nun, which continues Nun Vav Nun. Then the letter Yud, the last letter of Adonai, is a simple letter Yud, followed by Yud Vav Dalet. And Yud continues Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, and continues with the Dalet of Dalet Lamed Tav. If we imagine the original four letters, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, as defining a straight line, the first milui would add a dimension, giving a square. And the Malui of the Malui would add a third dimension, giving a cube. The name Adonai is synonymous with the Sephirah of Malchut. The filling of filling consists of 34 letters. This number being the same as the numerical value of the word for poor in Hebrew, Dalet Lamed, Dal. This is why the name Adonai, which is synonymous with the Sephirah of Malchut, the poor and destitute one, this being the concept of the reflective or translucent lens. As we mentioned above in the name of the Zohar, Malchut possesses nothing of its own, but merely reflects and transmits that which it receives from the preceding Sephirot. Prophecy is envisioned as being divine truth through a lens. Moses' prophetic vision is said to have been as if through a transparent lens, while that of all the other prophets is said to have been as if through a non-transparent lens, either a cloudy pane or a mirror. This simply indicates that the interior prophecy of the other prophets was transmitted through the Sephirah of Malchut. They experienced divinity as if it had been funneled into creation, specifically the three worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. Moses, in contrast, experienced divinity directly, as it is manifest in the world of Atzilut, before being channeled through Malchut. The Arizal now explains how the filling of the filling of the name Adonai may be done in two ways. This is, however, only if the letter Yud is omitted from the spelling of the letter Tav, like this, Tav Vav. If, however, the letter Yud is included like this, Tav Yud Vav, the filling of the filling is then great and complete, this being the concept of the full moon. At issue here is the third line of the letter Dalet above, where the Tav of the Dalet of Adonai is spelled out. Tav may be spelled either with or without a Yud. By adding the Yud, the number of letters in the spelling out of the spelling out changes from 34 to 35. 34 signified poverty, Dalet Lamed, Dal, as was just mentioned. The significance of 35 will be explained presently. I am adding. The letter Tav is usually spelled Tav Vav. It may also be spelled Tav Yud Vav. This second method of spelling a Tav represents a complete spelling, similar to the idea of a Vav missing in many words in the Torah. One of the earthly manifestations of the Sephirah of Malchut is the moon. One of the earthly manifestations of the Sephirah of Malchut is the moon. Just as Malchut has nothing of its own, the moon merely reflects the light of the sun. Just as Malchut's emptiness or fullness is dependent upon the extent to which it is funneling the content of the preceding Sephirot into creation. The moon waxes and wanes in accordance with how much it receives of the sun's light. The full moon thus signifies Malchut in its fullness, when the additional Yud has transformed it from poor and destitute to great and complete. The letter Yud is the first letter of the divine name Havaya, and in this context generally indicates the Sephirah of Chokhmah, being wisdom, or sometimes intellect in general. As the Arizal explains elsewhere, This yud, which completes the spelling out of the name Adonai, is synonymous with the extra measure of divine intellect that radiates throughout the world, and especially in the Jewish soul. On the Sabbath, during festivals, and on Rosh Chodesh. The Arizal also explains elsewhere that the significance of the number 35 is that it is the numerical value of the full spelling of the first two letters of the name Havaya, Yud and He. Yud plus Vav plus Dalet plus He plus Yud, which is 10 plus 6 plus 4 plus 5 plus 10, and these numbers total 35. These two letters signify the first two sephirot of the intellect, Chachma and Bina. The rectification of any situation or state of consciousness is accomplished by rerouting it in the initial idea. The completion and fulfillment of the name Adonai thus is the introduction and the presence of the intellect into its consciousness or into its experience. This is a pervasive theme in Kabbalah, replayed many times in various teachings, that the rectification of any situation or state of consciousness is accomplished by rerouting it in the initial idea and the intellectual development from which it issued in the first place. In our case, this means that in order for the dissemination of divine consciousness throughout the world to be truly effective, it must be permeated by the inspiration afforded to it by the first radical awareness of the idea of Hashem. We have encountered this theme before. The feminine, active principle in creation is at risk of losing its inspiration in the ongoing task of elevating the world. It therefore needs to be constantly, or at least periodically, refreshed by receiving the initial insight of godliness as divorced from any particular worldly application. I am adding, in the Ten Luminous Emanations by Rabbi Ashlag, he teaches that in order to flow down to the next level, meaning the next generation, Malchut must return to Keter. This means to relive the Tzimtzum, since the desire of Malchut in Phase 4 to return to Phase 1 eliminates the desire to receive, which causes the light to no longer be revealed in all phases. This is the first paradox. This is the mystical meaning of the word be great. In Hebrew, yigdal, we may understand it to mean let the filling which possesses dal, or 34 letters, and is thus defective, become great by possessing 35 letters by means of the addition of the yud to the spelling of the tav. Therefore, the yud of yigdal is large to indicate the importance of this. The word yigdal in verse thus does triple duty. It means becoming great, which here means becoming transformed from a 34-letter filling of filling to a 35-letter filling of filling. It also alludes to the number 34, which is the numerical value of poorness, dal, in its second syllable. And three, the extra-large unit begins with indicates that this transformation is to take place by inserting the yud where it is initially missing. Such multiple entendres are frequent in the rich texture of the Kabbalistic understanding of the holy text of the Bible. This is an unwritten commentary. In the conservative movement, on Friday night, they sing a song that starts with the word Yigdal. These additional understandings that we have just read, these three, will help enhance it, that singing and that connection to the word Yigdal. Now, the Arizal will now demonstrate how the word Yigdal alludes to both levels of filling in, the first filling and the filling of the filling. The word Yigdal may be seen to be composed of two numbers, 13, which is Yud Gimel, and 34, Dalet Lamed. Basically, it's parsing the spelling of the word Yigdal. The name Adonai in this verse refers to the simple name itself. The power of Adonai refers to the filling and the filling of the name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Both of these fillings become great when the additional Yud is introduced into the Tav, as explained previously. The first filling is 12 letters, and the filling of the filling is 35 letters. Together they comprise 47 letters. This number is the numerical value of Yigdal. Although he has just shown how the numerical value of Yigdal, 47, alludes to the first filling, 12, plus the second, 35, the Arizal is not through yet, since the word Yigdal naturally divides into the numbers 13 and 34, not 12 and 35. He will now adjust the calculation to reflect this inner structure of the word. However, since the filling is usually 34 letters, and only occasionally is augmented by the addition of the yud into the tav, its principal numerical value remains 34. The numerical value of the filling is augmented to 35 only on the Shabbat, on the days of the festivals, and Rosh Chodesh, as we have said. The additional yud thus remains separate. And this is how we arrive at 13, namely the 12 letters of the first filling plus the additional extra yud. This again is why the yud is written large, to indicate that it is added later, and then the power of Adonai is great, as is known. I am adding. This is the secret within the song Yigdal, sung by the Ashkenazi conservative movement on Shabbat evening. This is my opinion. The filling of the filling is called power. Since the filling of the name Havaya consists of 28 letters, this number being the numerical value of the word for power, koach, which is spelled Kafhet, and is 28 in Gematria. For this reason, the filling of the name Adonai is called its power. The name Havaya is the most essential of God's names. The filling of this name is as follows. We have a simple spelling, the first filling, and the filling of the filling. And we see the yud is a simple yud, followed by the first spelling of Yud Vav Dalet, followed by the Vav, which is Vav Yud Vav, followed by the Dalet, Dalet Lamet Tav. The He is simply a He, then it's He Yud. And then it continues to be the Yud, which is Yud Vav Dalet. Then it is the Vav, which is Vav Yud Vav. Then it is the Yud, which is Yud Vav Dalet. The Vav continues for the second spelling to Vav Yud Vav. And the final letter, He, is like the first. He Yud, continuing to be Yud Vav Dalet. As may be seen, the filling of the filling comprises 28 letters. Since the filling of the filling of this most essential name comprises 28 letters, and 28 is the numerical value of the word for power, koach, we generalize this to all other divine names and say that the filling of the filling of any name is the expression of its full power. This is an unwritten commentary. When it comes to kashrut, and it's usually explained in the idea of a cup of tea on Shabbat, but you have a primary vessel where the tea has been cooked, warmed up above a certain temperature. And that tea cannot be drank until it goes through two other vessels. The second vessel, which is directly from the tea, and then tea that was in the second vessel has to be poured into the third vessel. And if you're using hot water without any tea in it, the way you make it tea is by having a tea bag in that third vessel where you are allowed to cook, but it's not called cooking. And that may seem like a complicated process, but what it's really saying is that a sephirah has a back. That back is the level below it. That's two vessels. The connection can only go to a second vessel. It goes from the first vessel through the back, which becomes the second vessel, to the third vessel, which is one below the second. This is a teaching with respect to kashrut. It's also the teaching now. Why don't we go to a third filling? A filling of the filling of the filling. Because it's a spiritual law that the energy doesn't flow past that third vessel. Now I'm going to continue to read. When, however, we add all three together, the simple name, which is four letters, plus the first filling of 12 letters, and the filling of the filling 35 letters, the total is 51 letters. This being the value of the word for I pray, in Hebrew, which is Na, Nun Aleph, in this verse. This then is the mystical meaning of the verse, and therefore I pray, let the power of Adonai be great, as you have declared. When the power of this name will be augmented, as we have described, by adding the Yud, it will add up to 51, which is equal to Na. And they're translating Na as I pray. Otherwise, it adds up to only 50 letters. Now I am adding, please, there is no pun intended, please note, in the 11-letter name for healing, there are two times the word na, nun aleph, which is a gematria of 51, is said. El na rafan na la. The Kavanah is to substitute the 51 letters for each na. This places the names Hashem and Adonai in unity, before and after the healing word Rafa. This is why the Kabbalists extend out the na both times, to enable the visualization of all of the letters. The Arizal will now return to the subject of the sockets of the tabernacle. To the return to the subject at hand, the numerical value of the name Adonai by itself is 65. But when the number 35, the number of letters of the augmented filling of its filling, is added to it, the number is 100. The number of sockets in the tabernacle. In this way, we may understand how the word for sockets, Adonim, is related to the name Adonai. Know then that all 100 sockets of the tabernacle were manifestations of the name Adonai, which is the Sephirah of Malchut. And I am adding for you to contemplate. It's individually and it's collectively. That's the end of our class, the end of our time. While you're unmuting yourself to ask questions, I will tell you about our classes in the next few days. Tomorrow at 7 a.m., we continue our study of the Psalms, where we're in the middle of Psalm 78. Saturday evening, we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Vayikra, opening up the book of Leviticus. Sunday morning, our 10:30 class, will be studying and reading the Ketoret that we did tonight without explanation. The class will be a deeper explanation. And our 3 p.m. class, it's my plan to do the Torah with the Kabbalistic meditations, which is a different handout about 13 pages long. We will be scanning a lot of it, but reading parts of it. So I hope you'll join us for all of these classes. Now, does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a beautiful evening, a beautiful Shabbat Shalom. May you all be safe and understand that saying the Ketoret morning and afternoon, twice a day, is a beneficial tool to remove plagues. And there are people who are saying that the coronavirus is a plague. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, Henry. Good night.
Good night.